The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, voters across England and Wales are set to go to the polls today in local and mayoral elections. It's the largest test of electoral opinion before this year's general election. Lauren McAvett, the former UK special advisor, joins us now. Lauren, how bad could it get for Rishi Sunak today? I suppose maybe how bad does it need to get before he could be in serious trouble?
Well, I'd say that, you know, there are many in the Conservative Party who'd be grateful if we could drink through Election Day. but we tend to abstain more than not. It's a pretty miserable day here in London where I am at the moment, and we have elections today. There's been a hell of a thunderstorm overnight, and it could be a very bad day for the Prime Minister. It could be a fairly net neutral day. It depends on a series of outcomes within the elections today. Firstly, I suspect that a loss in the Blackpool by-election is already priced in.
Yeah.
I would probably estimate that we are likely to lose up to, as the last estimate I heard, was about 500 council seats. This council seat run, the last time we did it, we were remarkably successful. So we do actually have a lot to lose this time, which does make a difference. The real test, in my opinion, for the Conservative Party and for the Prime Minister comes down to the mayoralties. Not so much the London mayoralty, more the mayoralties that we currently hold in the West Midlands and in Teesside. If we hold on to Andy Street and Ben Houchen, who are individually very popular, and have name brand recognition in their own areas, over and above, I would argue, many Conservative politicians outside the Prime Minister. It is not inconceivable on the basis of the polling that they do well and win today. The polling is that close in both of those areas. I'm not sure that we will do well in the other mayoralties. That we have some mad bloke up near Yorkshire somewhere who wants to nationalise everything he goes into, like hotels. It seems a bit odd and not particularly conservative, so I'm not sure how well he's going to do. Yeah. In London, I don't think that we are going to win the mayoralty. We may do okay-ish on some of the GLA seats, particularly in what's traditionally called the donut, which is the outer ring of London, where there is a lot of unhappiness about Mayor Sadiq Khan's ultra-low emission zone, which was introduced about 18 months, 2 years ago. And it's conceivable that we do okay in assembly seats, but I don't believe it's going to be enough to save the Conservative candidate.
Can I ask you specifically about the Teesside mayoral election? Because I've seen analysts say that will be a pointer to the general election and those the red wall seats that were breached, of course, so spectacularly by Boris Johnson at the last general election.
Well, Andy Street is in West Midlands is also an indicator in that arena.
Okay.
That wall sort of stretches as a band right the way across the middle and upwards from the within the country. And I make the argument, because obviously this is my political background, I make the argument very clearly, very regularly, that wall stretches into Wales. And I am not always listened to, but the Welsh seats that we won in 2019 were a part of the same swing, in my opinion. So Ben is a very popular local member of parliament, local mayor. I don't know if it can be replicated with a national election, that real local popularity. And this is something within England that is very new. These individual mayors with presidential style popularity outside and above, you know, the local politics of individually elected members of parliament. So in Ben's case, we sort of don't know how that might show up. It could be an indicator for a general election. It could be an indicator that, you know, the right of the party might go completely insane if we do badly everywhere else and decide to have one last roll of the dice with a new leader before an election.
Okay.
I think mostly it may be an indication of when the next election will be. You know, it could mean that if we do well today or better than expected today, the Prime Minister thinks that we have enough to hold ourselves towards December, which would give us what we estimate to be a couple of rate cuts by the Bank of England and possibly some fiscal headroom by the autumn for an autumn fiscal event before there's an election. Conversely, it could mean that everybody thinks it's time to go for an early election and we go in July, which is a rumor that I've heard in the last week. So I think outside of whether or not it's an indicator on a seat-by-seat basis, I think it's more of an indicator as to when we might have an election.
Okay, we will watch with interest. Lauren McAvass, former UK government special advisor. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.